إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, I want to remind myself and you that we are in the month of Muharram, and it's an important month for us to concentrate on our ibadah. In this month, couple of things I want to say. First of all, among the new customs that seems to have started is to wish each other Happy New Year on the first of Muharram. This has nothing to do with Islam. This is yet another one of the little monkey customs that we seem to imitate from everywhere. Just because somebody else has a Gregorian calendar or some other calendar and they have a New Year Day celebration, the Muslims have also started a New Year's Day celebration. Makes no sense. This is not from the Sunnah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't do it, nobody else did it. Whether a year starts or it ends makes no difference. What makes a difference is what did we do in that year, our amal. Second issue in this month is the Yawmul Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. Yawmul Ashura will be the 10th of Muharram in whichever country you are, according to that calendar, whatever they are following, on that day it will be the 10th of Ashura. There is no need to again fall into some controversy about whether it is 10th today here and there and all that. The significance of the 10th of Ashura, of 10th of Muharram, Yawmul Ashura, once again let us understand, has nothing to do with the Shahada of Sayyidina Husayn ibn Ali radiallahu anhu. This day used to be celebrated by the Jews and by the Arabs who were the Mushrikeen long before Islam ever came into the picture. They used to celebrate it for various reasons. The Jews used to celebrate it because they said that this is the day on which the Bani Israel were freed from Firaun in Egypt. So they used to celebrate that day. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam moved to Medina, at that time, they came and said to him that they said that the Yahud, they fast on this day because they say that this is the day when Musa alayhi salam was given victory and they were freed from Egypt. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that we have more claim to Musa alayhi salam than they have. And therefore we will also fast on that day, and to distinguish ourselves from them, we will fast one day before also or one day after. So it is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fast 9th and 10th of Muharram or 10th and 11th of Muharram. Rasulullah himself only fasted on one year, and he fasted only on the 10th, and he said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me life and if I am alive next year, I will also fast on the 9th of Muharram. And that is the dalil of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, who said that is why we should fast on 2 days, 9th and 10th. As it happened, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and therefore he actually did not fast on 9th and 10th. But since he gave this instruction to say that he would have fasted if he had been alive, therefore, inshallah, that is the sunnah to fast on 9th and 10th of Muharram. Now, please understand, even anybody with a very vague idea of history knows that Sayyidina Husayn bin Ali radiallahu anhu was a little child at the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was fasting on the 10th of Muharram. So, there is no question of shahada or anything of the sort. He was still a small child, and none of those incidents had happened. There were several, more than 20 years ahead, because there was 2 years of the Khilafah of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, 10 years of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, 12 years of the Khilafah of Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, and then the Khilafah of Sayyidina Ali, and only thereafter happened whatever happened. So the Shahada of Husayn radiallahu anhu has nothing to do with the fasting of 10th of Ramadan, the 10th of Muharram. The reason I'm saying is that because this is one of the Shia, one of the many Shia influences, especially in this country, where the Sunnis have also fallen into all these traps, and they make special foods, and they make that green sharbat with, you know, udka dhuan deke kya banate ho? They do, some freak juice. That's a good expression. They make all these freak juices, and Allah knows best. I mean, all sorts of stuff. All of this is bidah. I mean, this is all nonsense. Do not do that. If you drinking that juice is not a problem, inshallah, as long as it is halal, you can drink it the whole year. But to make it specifically on that particular day is a problem. So don't do all of that. All we do, inshallah, is fast on that day. We fast on the 9th and 10th. And I think probably here in this country, it will be the Friday and Saturday. So you can fast Friday and Saturday, or you can fast Saturday and Sunday, whatever is convenient for you and whichever country you are in. But the point is that we fast on that day, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for forgiveness, we pray for our brothers and sisters who are in difficulties, especially in Gaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect them, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy their oppressors. What a shame, what a shame, what a shame that the whole world is simply standing and watching absolute genocide which is happening. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. People are answerable. Wallahi, when they go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will realize and they will have to answer whether they like it or not. There's no one is going to escape from this. This is absolute fard. And that's the reason why we say at least minimum play tahajjud and make dua for them. Do khunut. At least it will, if nothing else, it will at least save you from answering before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can say, Allah, I could only do this, I did that. Minimum do that. If you can't even do that, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How can we call ourselves Muslim when we cannot do anything for our brothers and sisters who are for no fault of theirs? They are totally and completely innocent people. They just happen to be live in their own homeland, and people don't like that. Now what to do? Where to go? You want to migrate to the moon or something? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the oppressors, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save the people who are oppressed from this oppression. So please understand, remember this issue of the Yawmul Ashura. Let us fast on the 9th and 10th, inshallah, or the 10th or 11th. But please understand, stay away from all these khurafat and bidat which happen on that particular day. These have nothing to do with Islam whatsoever. And let us not fall into that trap. Inshallah, maybe tomorrow we will also talk about the issue of Milad and Maulud and Rabiul Awwal and so on, which is also coming down the road from here. I don't know if I'm here on that day or not, but we'll see, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.